Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I could do Stephen A's job, guys. It's not that hard.
Danny Parkins.
QB1 party. All are invited.
Host of Fox Sports 1's First Things First.
I mean, literally last year on Thanksgiving, we all watched a Bears head coach forget that he's allowed to call a timeout. Yeah. And then on Black Friday this year, they do that. But for this season, I think it proved that they can win a Super Bowl.
This season?
Yeah.
Former host of 670 The Score before he abandoned us.
That's a Caleb Williams custom, baby.
Jersey number one is going to the Raptors.
You guys made it seem like as Chicago Bears fans, we had our guy, Danny Parkins, all these guys.
Danny Parkins on 670 The Score.
Wait.
We love talking to Danny Parkins. He joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. He's also on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Danny Parkins, you know what his Twitter handle is. It's at Danny Parkins. He's on the newly expanded First Things First OT from 4 to 5 on Fox Sports 1. And he's actually joining us early because he has an appointment with Cole Kmet. Hey, Danny.
Hi, Layla. Hi, Marshall. Yes, it's true. We'll be interviewing Cole Kmet here in about 30 minutes. I appreciate your guys' flexibility. And then it will be airing today at 4:25 Central Time. So the conversation with Cole will air 4:25 for Bears fans.
What do you want to ask him about? He was really good, I think, yesterday or 2 days ago when it came to talking about the passing game and their responsibilities and then just how he's seeing the team right now.
Yeah, Cole's a great interview. I've had a decent relationship with him for a while now, so we've got a good rapport. And Greg Jennings is on the show, and so Cole's always good on Bears Packers, and so I think that there could be some funny opportunity there for Greg and Cole to have some back and forths. And listen, I think what Ben Johnson said about the pass game, and I know he clarified the comments and it was not a shot at Caleb. I never took it as a shot at Caleb because if you listen to the whole comments, he was talking about, Caleb's 1 of 11 and the depth that the receivers run and footwork, and there's a million things that go into it. But I guess what I kind of want to follow up on is, Ben Johnson said that they're winning in spite of their passing game. How close does Cole Kmet think they are to being able to win because of their passing game? Like, mm-hmm. Is it the type of thing that realistically is going to take another offseason and time and familiarity and comfort? Or does he think they're close and within the next week or two or three, the passing game could take a significant jump? So that's one of the X's and O's football things that I want to talk to him about today.
Danny, tell me that this isn't true. I heard that you threatened to take your shirt off
and bare your chest if the Bears win the division? Is that a, is that something that you threatened to do?
Our texter said,
"Well, don't listen. Don't threaten me with a good time, Marshall. Here's the thing: nobody wants to see that.
Exactly.
Thank you. We all can't look like you. Okay. I am 6'1", 150. Severe scoliosis. I'm a walking skeleton. I've had 5 back surgeries. It would be very bad for my self-esteem if I was out there without a shirt on and the 1,000,000+ subscribers on the First Things First YouTube page were commenting. It would not be good for me.
First of all, but people kill for that metabolism, sir.
Yeah,
secondly, you are actually 6'1". He's not lying like a lot of people do about their height.
Yeah, no, tall, skinny. That's what I, and if I didn't have scoliosis, I'd probably be like 6'3". But Willie Colon just kind of said it at the end of the show yesterday when we were showing the wiener circle and the hot dog thing. He was like, "You got to take your shirt off, DP, if they win the division." And I was like, "No." And he was like, "Yeah, you do." And then there was 8 seconds left in the show, and I said, "Okay." And then it ended. So like, that's like a soft commitment, I would say. Like I don't feel like I'm totally locked into that, but you know, maybe win a playoff game. So I'll do something stupid. You
no,
guys
get
know
to
me.
The
I'll,
Super Bowl. That's where I'm setting the bar. If they get to the Super Bowl, then we will allow you to bare your chest to the people.
See, that's the thing though. Like for it's so embarrassing that like 95% of guys would have no problem with it. I got some issues with it. So I don't know. Like it's like it's kind of lame. Like the only reason it's a thing for me is because people don't find me attractive. Like that's kind of lame. It's kind of like bullying, you know? I don't like it.
It is bullying. You should do what you're comfortable with. Did the end of the show end with like the Curb Your Enthusiasm music though? Because that's how I feel like the conversation just like died. Like, okay.
Yeah, you know,
bum.
Well, listen, sometimes you got to hit a hard out for college basketball, you know? And so that's how the show ended yesterday. It's funny. You know, our pre-show call is at 10 a.m. We don't go on the air until 5. We've got a team of whatever it is, 9, 11, 12 producers, huge behind the scenes stuff. And then still like unscripted moments happen, right? It's the beauty of live entertainment. So I don't know. I'm going to probably have to do something when the Bears win. But like, I'm a little worried about Ben Johnson. Like what he went for shirts off after a regular season win over Philly. Like what does he do when they clinch? What does he do when they clinch the playoffs? What does he do when they clinch the division? What does he do if they win the Super Bowl? Like I feel like he peaked a little early here. And so I'm concerned for where he takes the celebration.
Well, I think it's gotta be like the dunk contest, guys. Like once you run out of the basics, you gotta start mixing in props like Baron Davis popping out of a Kia or blowing out a cupcake, perhaps on top of the rim.
I think you've
got to start mixing in other things, perhaps weaponry, like fireworks, for example.
Danny, I'm waiting to see what the next challenge is that is issued by the Wiener Circle or some other company. Like, if you do this, we'll do this. So, like, I think we're just waiting to see if someone issues another challenge, really, to Ben Johnson and the Bears.
Yeah, he's a man of the people, clearly. The Wiener Circle, I think, has like a unique ability over like the cultural landscape to make these types of challenges. I think that, you know, if anyone else is going to do it, though, there's going to need to be like a significant charitable component attached to it. And I know there was some to the Wiener Circle part of it yesterday. But like, I don't know that like Al Cheval can come in and be like 100 burgers to the next people who do this. Like, I think it'll ring a little hollow if you don't have a philanthropic cause attached to it. But I love Chicago so much. It's like, you know, I'm going to line up in, what was it yesterday? 20 degrees. I'm going to line up in like sub freezing temperatures in a line that goes around the block, stand out there for an hour, take my shirt off for the news cameras for a free $4 hot dog. It's beautiful. It's just, it's the height of like stupidity and loyalty, but it's like absolutely the most endearing part about sports fans. So I loved every second of it.
People were having shots of Malort in line at 11:30 a.m. on a Tuesday.
Gotta stay warm. Gotta stay warm.
Yeah.
Danny,
yeah,
I want to know what your feelings are about this game this week in relation to the aforementioned Ben Johnson and Matt LaFleur, and now seeing them go head to head after talk was talked on really both sides. It seems like it's going to be an interesting situation at Lambeau.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. you can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah, you know, I feel like introductory press conferences, like, you should just, like, get to, like, Men in Black mind eraser him. It's like you're just kind of feeling yourself. You just signed a contract that's going to pay you like $12 or $13 million per year, and so you get a cheap applause line at your rival's expense. Like, it's just like red meat for your base. And then, like, are you actually gonna, like, hold him to it? So, you know, I can't imagine that it's going to be too frosty between Matt LaFleur and Ben Johnson. My guess is there will be a post game handshake. There might be a pregame chat. Like, I can't imagine that there's like that much genuine bad blood there between the coaches, but it's another opportunity to validate the whole thing, and that's now what happens. Like, in the NFC and the NFC North, you know, we saw it last year. The Lions and the Vikings played a Week 18 game. The Lions ended up winning 15 games. The Vikings ended up winning 14, but the difference in that Week 18 game, the result was the one seed and home field advantage throughout the playoffs, and then being a wild card team that had to go on the road. Like, it was a massive, massive swing. And the Packers are coming off of their most impressive game of the year, I would argue. Mm-hmm. You know, Jordan Love's first ever game with 4 touchdowns and no turnovers. Micah Parsons dominated the game. To me, that was like the idealized version of what the Packers are supposed to be. Like, that Packers team definitely can win a Super Bowl. And so if you go into their house and you beat that team after you beat the champs, like, people are going to stop being able to poke any holes in what the Bears have accomplished this year. So it's a fascinating opportunity. I think the Wyatt injury on the Packers defensive line is massive, because they are a top 10 rush defense in the NFL, and it's going to be cold, and you know that they're going to try to force Caleb to beat him. So Ben Johnson's going to try to run the ball, a strength-v-strength situation. So there's a million X's and O's things about the game that are interesting, but I think the coaching rivalry thing hopefully is not even in the top five.
Oh, Danny, I feel like that's where we've gotten with this. It is, what is it going to take for you, the Bears fan, the sports observer, the rep for the Bears fans on Fox Sports 1, for example? It comes down to your individual. What is it going to take for you to believe this Bears team is something to believe in this year? And I feel like that may be the last benchmark for a lot of people, is to beat the Packers on the road again.
Yeah, you know, see, I think it should have been the Eagles' win, to be honest with you. Like, if the Bears will get another shot at Green Bay at home. They split with them last year. I had kept the Bears outside of my top 10 until that. I thought I was just trying to be consistent about it. Like, I didn't put Denver in until they beat the Chiefs. I thought that, you know, the Patriots beating the Bills was very important for them. Like, for these, like, new money teams, like, you've got to show that you can do it against an established team that's been good for a long time. So I thought To me right now, the Rams are the best team in the NFL, but obviously they just lost in Carolina. They're not a perfect team. It doesn't feel like a year where there's a juggernaut, right? Bo Nix could be the one seed, zero playoff wins. Drake May, likely to be a one seed, zero playoff wins. Caleb Williams could be a one seed, zero playoff wins. Justin Herbert in the playoffs, zero playoff wins. Like, it's wide open right now. So I think there's a large group of teams that realistically can convince themselves that if the things break their way, they can win the Super Bowl. And I don't see why the Bears shouldn't be in that large group of teams right now. Do I think they'll win the Super Bowl? Like, probably not. But the Rams probably won't win it either. Like, I would take the field against any one team. And if the Chiefs are going to miss the playoffs and it's as open as this, crazier things that have happened than a Bears team like this making a run.
Danny, how's Robbie?
Oh, he's not out here yet. He's taking some time. He's taking some time off and attending to some stuff and then getting ready for the move. So he's not going to start on the show for a few more weeks, actually, at least. So I haven't seen him, and but we're really excited to have him out here. He's going to fit in great. It's a great culture for him. Unbelievable talent in the producer room, and he's going to fit in great.
I knew that his open where he says you abandoned him was not true. I'm glad to see that you came through and showed him that you would never abandon him like that.
What are you shaking your head at, Marshall? You mad at me for taking Robbie?
I was shaking my head at Layla because she's laying it on thick right now. Robbie's going to be just fine. I'm not worried about Robbie. I'm worried about all his Detroit teams, though, because I don't think...
I like to have a sense of humor.
No, I got it. The Lions look just like I need them to look right about now.
Yeah, Lions could be in trouble. Good teams are going to miss the playoffs in the NFC. Cowboys are good. Lions are good. Panthers are good. NFC is real tough. But, like I said to you guys last week, try to take care of all my producing people, and I'm thrilled that the Robbie's going to be out here soon. It's going
to
be great.
I am, too. I hadn't gotten to talk to you about it on the air, so I'm glad we got to. So shout out to Robbie, of course. Shout out to your producing staff. And, Danny, thanks again for joining us, as always. We look forward to that interview he mentioned with Cole Kmet coming up at 4:25 on First Things First OT.
Thanks, Danny.
Yeah, thank you, guys, and appreciate the flexibility with the timing. We'll be back to our regularly scheduled spot next week.
Sounds good. Danny Parkins joining us here on Raheemy, Harris, and Grody. Also, we want you to know it's Blackhawks and Bulls season on Chicago Sports Network. Visit subscribe.chsn.com to sign up for your 7-day free trial of their all-access plan. Over 300 live games per year. Chicago Sports Network, your home stream advantage. I got to talk to Nashawn Wright last night for our Football After Dark event, sponsored by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Remy Martin. And my goodness, was it a wonderful conversation. I will share some of the nuggets. And by the way, he let it slip. Dennis Allen had a plan to stop that tush push, and he gave some details as to how it happened. That's all coming up next here on Raheemy, Harris, and Grody on 670 The Score.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.